Happy Tuesday. Let's continue our lesson on oversight.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
So real quick, here's something I want you to think about. You've heard it in a lot of leadership training and management training. The concept is pretend that you own the company. Just pretend that you own the company. When you talk about oversight and having watchful care, treat the company as if it were your own. Keep your facilities clean. Keep your employees happy. Keep your brand protected. Anyone who wants to be a leader in your organization can do these things. It doesn't matter what their title he or she has. So it doesn't matter if you work in a small business. Doesn't matter if you work in education, maybe higher education or high school, elementary, middle school. Maybe you have your own small business. Maybe you work for a large conglomerate. The point is this. Treat every day as if you own the company. It will definitely affect your decision-making. Like when I worked at Disney, there was no way that I owned anything about Disney. But when I put myself into a watchful care mentality and I don't want anything to damage the brand, I don't want anybody to get injured in our theme parks. I want to make sure that every guest has a good experience. And I think about owning the company. I think that helps with people who are giving watchful care. You know, Publix is a great grocery store here in the Southeast, and they could go public at any time. They've chosen not to because they want their employees to be vested in the organization. So between stock options and bonuses and things like that, every employee in the Publix grocery store chain feels like an owner because there's no outside stockholders. They get to decide what's important and help drive the future of the company. So this week, or today at least, think of yourself as an owner that'll help you create fantastic oversight. For more great tips like this, you can follow me on YouTube. My channel is Pete Blank.